This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, this whole organization, this idea, hell, it's not an organization, it's us. The idea came just because everybody, we all have a different set of problems. And they all unfold in a very different way. And our situations are not like the next person's, where we never know what our neighbor goes through. And sometimes it just, there's nobody you can turn to help, man. I mean, there just isn't. There's just never been a situation exactly like yours. And nobody started a foundation or a charity or a fund that can help you. So that's where you guys come in. Her name is Terry. She wrote a letter. My name is Terry. I've been a daycare provider for over 30 years in the Blue Springs community. I have watched over mostly children from the area teachers, and I love every minute of it. I've helped with kids from the most major school districts on the Missouri side, including Blue Springs, Independence, Lee Summit, Grain Valley, Raytown, and the list goes on and on. I genuinely love these kids, and I try not to be the typical daycare provider. I fix homemade meals for the kids every day for breakfast and for lunch. We customize a preschool curriculum. We go to the kids' school's birthday parties and help them celebrate birthdays and holidays to make them feel special. I really try to spare no expense for the kids I care for and I look after every day. What we found was these are mostly teachers' kids. And those teachers absolutely adore this lady. She does it out of her home. Said, over the last couple years, my family and I have suffered some hardships. My husband, Larry, of nearly 40 years, had to quit his job as a local mechanic due to the effects of his progressing Parkinson's disease. Have you ever seen anybody go through Parkinson's, yeah, man? I had a neighbor who was so wonderful, just such a wonderful couple, and I watched him go through it. I watched him get weaker and fall more and go from a guy who was out in his yard every day, was driving his little MG he loved, a beautiful wife. And I told you that one time I came home and he was laying on the driveway, but he was pretending he was fixing the siding, mm-hmm, because he didn't want anybody to know he had fallen. And then, yeah, I watched that man stripped of everything. It's an unforgiving disease. In the spring, we suffered a small kitchen fire and insurance covered most of the repairs. But we did have some of out-of-pocket expense to make sure we were running things safely and efficiently. Recently, the strong winds that came through town a couple weeks ago caused a branch to fall from a nearby tree and puncture a hole in the back porch roof. It also blew over a portion of our fence in the backyard. Insurance will cover the repairs, but I just can't afford the large deductible. Now, Well, I didn't realize all these years I've been paying insurance on mine, I've just found ways to build it in or go on the other side. But some insurance, and Jake and I looked at this, and his is the exact same way. Their insurance insists you write the check for the first deductible, and then they will pay for everything in order to keep people from false claims or you understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had that not too awful long ago, last year, roof damage, and they, I mean, we have the greatest agent in the world, but she had to have the money or none of the work's going to get started.
And I, mine's not like that. So I was like, really? So now this lady has to come up with $1,500, but what's happened is she says going to a single income family has already put a financial strain on us. So her husband, because of the Parkinson's now, is not part of that equation. But adding the fire, the roof, and the fence repair, and my husband's medical expenses makes it hard to stay afloat. I've started door dashing after all the kids have been picked up just to try to make ends meet. 60 years old. Husband with Parkinson's takes care of these kids. Now, when she's done, after watching, I think currently their roster was around 6 kids, all day long, taking care of those kids, waiting for them to be picked up, she drives her car and delivers people's food.
God.
Yeah, let me see if we can get a hold of her. Her husband was a lifelong mechanic, Army vet. 10 years ago, a little over 10 years ago, he was diagnosed with Parkinson's, and by 2 years ago, he had to quit work. But they're still waiting on disability.
Hello?
Terry. My name's Johnny Dare. We're on the radio. Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right. So, Terry, I know that you've spoken with Jake, and he shared that your letter with me. So I'm going over this. Tell me what happened. First of all, tell me about your daycare. Tell me about your kids and what you do with them.
I started my 30th year last June. I decided to leave my job with the company that I was working for to stay home with my kids. And I had talked to a couple friends that have had daycare in their home. And I thought that would be a great way to supplement our income and be able to be home with my kids. And it just bloomed from there. In the last 5 years or so, I've gotten to where I only watch teachers' children. So, you know, to get some time off or do whatever I do. But, I just love them like they're my own. I get emotional thinking about it. To think that some of the first kids that I watched are now parents just blows me away, and I love getting random texts from, which it just happened a few weeks ago. I got a text from a former family, and they sent me pictures of their 28-year-old son now, and it blows me away, and I love staying in contact with them. I teach preschool. I just put together my own curriculum. I have a music teacher that comes in. Yeah. And so nice. And she plays instruments, and the kids get to play instruments and do things. And they absolutely, they're so excited when it's music day. We have birthday parties, Christmas parties, Valentine's.
They're your kids. You cook for them?
Yeah.
Yes. You make them breakfast, you make them lunch?
Lunch, snacks, yeah. Yeah. I make sure they get all the components that the food program, you know, the nutritional requirements that need to be met. And
pardon me for interrupting.
You're fine.
So tell me about your husband. What, he's a mechanic. And then 10 years ago, 12 years ago, he was diagnosed with Parkinson's. What happened there?
Yeah. When he was 50, we went to the doctor just because he was in a lot of pain and we couldn't figure out what it was. And we were referred to multiple different doctors. And about after 6 months of tests, MRIs, nerve conduction studies, we finally got a diagnosis. He had to leave his job. It'll be 2 years ago this coming February, just because he physically can't do it anymore. He has trouble walking. It affects his eating. It affects him talking. I truly had no idea what Parkinson's was truly like. Most people don't see it. Like, he has the very dramatic movements like Michael J. Fox.
Yeah. No, I've seen it. It's really hard.
Falls a lot. Yeah. I had no idea. None of us had any idea. And sometimes he can't swallow and he has to stop eating because it affects all the muscles and everything. And
so you this is you though. You take care of those children all day. You take care of your husband all day.
Yeah. Yes.
And now that you've kind of got you there was a fire and then there was some more damage to your house. You've been door dashing at night. You've been driving at night. How late at night do you do that?
I use right now because it gets dark so early. I stop at 7, but all my kids are gone like by 3:45, 3:50. And I start, my husband stays home to get my granddaughter off the bus. And then she's 11. And once we've got her in the house and everything, most of the time she just wants to stay home, but she comes with us once in a while. But he goes along with me, so I'm not dashing in the dark alone. And it just, but he, you know, he just sits in the passenger seat. I don't have to lock the car door. I can run in real quick and get things. The darkness is, you know, I try not to. But in the summertime, like this summer, I dash like till 8:30 at night.
So tell me about, you've been a little bit behind because now you're a single income family. You're still waiting on disability. That hasn't come through yet. Even though he's a vet, even though he's got Parkinson's, they still want to prove it. 2 years into it.
And it's just been a struggle. So it's just my income from the daycare kids and then the extra money I make doing DoorDash. Yes. And it's been really, really tight because the fire happened January 17th of last year and got woke up like at 1:37 in the morning. And thankfully we had a fire extinguisher. Thank God. But otherwise it had been on the cabinets and everything and probably would have lost the house. But thankfully we didn't.
And then so that took some money out. And then you also have a deductible that your insurance, you have to write a check to your insurance before they'll fix the puncture in the roof where the kids stay.
Well, I don't have to write a check, but they just take that money out of what the insurance settlement will be, that's just out of pocket expenses of $1,500 for each incident. So January, there was the $1,500. And then this one that just happened, well, basically 2 weeks ago today, $1,500 away from the repairs. And we just don't have it. I'm not quite sure what we're going to do. We're going to fix the things that have to be fixed, like the roof. You know, we had with the windstorm that came through 2 weeks ago, it blew down a big limb and it punctured a hole in the roof of our three-season porch. And then it's like I'm trying to figure out how I can make my house payment by the end of December.
What's got you most worried? Tell me what's worrying you.
Probably being able to keep our house. I make sure the kids have food on the table. I make sure we can eat. But it's just a matter of just trying to keep from losing the house. And you know, the other repairs can be done over time, but the roof can't. And we have to get that done. And like I said, make the house payment.
Okay.
And it,
how much is your house payment?
It's $1,300 a month.
Okay. And how far behind are you?
We're several months behind, but we're working with the insurance, or not insurance, but the mortgage company on, they divide the past months up and spread it over 6 months. So I'm actually having to pay more than the regular
I understand
payment, but okay. They are working with us. It's just, we have to make a payment every month. Otherwise it's, we're going down the other road,
okay,
of foreclosure.
All right, Terry.
We've been here since 93 and in this house.
Okay. I hear you. Terry?
Yeah.
We're going to figure this out. Can you hold on?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. All right. Jake, come in here if you will. All right, let's do this math. You, because this is a little more than the letter as well, and you got your pen. So, good God, guys!
I just kept thinking it's not just her house; it's the kids' house too.
It's everything. Jesus Christ, man! We work our whole lives, and then you know when it's supposed to get just a little easier.
Right, it's supposed to be the one you get past.
You know, and she's taking care of her husband with Parkinson's, and you know that road is, it doesn't end well. Then you're 60 plus years old, you're taking care of those kids, and you love it. Maybe that's the great joy of your life. You know, and I didn't want to get into it with the insurance, but I just dealt with insurance. I assure you, they do everything they can to pay the least that they possibly can and stick you with the most. Like, it is, and people prey on these people. They look for them. I you know, the roofing companies, not all, but some.
Yeah.
And
that fence with the kids, you have to fix the fence.
Yeah. So, yeah. All right. So $1,300 for the December's rent, but we got to go past that $1,500 deductible. We're looking at that. So that's already $2,800. Mm-hmm. But if you add another $1,300 on that, now we're at 4,100. Am I doing my math right? $4,100.
Yes.
And I think we just got to figure this out. How many months do you think she's behind, Jake?
With the disability, I mean,
But how many months is she behind on her mortgage? That's what I'm trying to figure out. It's okay.
It's at least two.
That's a big number, guys. All right. Let's see what we got. Gary, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, Johnny. So I got your first 100 is what I told Jake, but I'm going to go ahead and go 200.
All right. That's a great start, my friend. What makes you call?
As soon as you said he was an Army vet, it just pulled at my heartstrings. I'm an Army vet myself, so we take care of each other.
Yes, we do. You're a good man.
You too, Johnny.
Take that to any area bank, any U.S. bank. Any year, U.S. bank, tell them hope for the holidays. Put it in that account, okay? We're going to get going on this. I appreciate you, brother. I love you, man. Jason, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, Johnny. How you doing, man?
Good.
Hey, I got $1,000 for
it. Yes. Excellent. Excellent, Jason. What do you do for a living?
I'm a freight broker.
Okay.
But I've never been in my daycare, and even my daughter, she's just turned 13, and she saw her daycare lady at the Sprint Center the other night, and she remembers her. So, I mean, having a daycare like that, a lady like that, means a lot.
Oh, it's another mom, right?
Yeah, exactly. You're there sometimes more than you're with your family, correct.
Jason, $1,000, brother, that's a lot. That's going to make a big difference.
Yeah, I've always been wanting to donate and everything, and we had a pretty good year, so I'd like to help the lady out.
All right, we're going to keep moving, man. Take it to any U.S. bank. Tell them hope for the holidays. Hope for the holidays.
Awesome.
I love you, brother. Thank you, Jason.
Love you too, Johnny. Appreciate it, man. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, brother. Shane, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, Johnny. How are you? Come on, throw in $1,000. This lady needs some help.
You have $1,000 bucks?
Yes, sir. Talk to you every year. This is what I'm going to do. So appreciate all you guys do. Teachers need help.
Why this letter, Shane?
Man, I'm a lot of teachers, so I understand how hard it is for daycare.
So, where, I mean,
got enough.
Your wife's a teacher. What do you do for a living?
I work. Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah, but I mean, $1,000, brother. I know how hard we work for $1,000.
It's been a good year. You pay it forward, like you all do.
You're a beautiful man. We're going to do this. Take that, as you know, to a U.S. bank.
Yep.
Hope for the holidays.
U.S. bank.
You're a good
be
man.
Be in there about 10 o'clock today.
Thank you, man. Thank you, brother. All right, we're going to four. Tony, welcome to the show. What can I do for you?
Hey, Johnny, I want to give, I said 300, but I'm going to do 400. My wife's a teacher, and we had a daycare person just as nice as her, and I want to help her out.
It's beautiful. And listen, again, teachers, the most underpaid, the least paid, most important part of our kids' childhood. And
and they work more hours than I do. My wife works 12 hours a day.
Right. You're a beautiful man. Tony, tell her we also said thank you. Take it to U.S. Bank and just tell them hope for the holidays. So where is that? Where are we at now?
We're at 2,600, but we need to get to 5,400.
Are we at 5,400? Okay.
No, we're at 2,600 right now.
I understand. Okay. All right, Sue.
Hey, Johnny. I'd like to give $500.
Excellent. Excellent. What makes you call Sue?
She reminds me of my mom. My mother was a gifted lady who spent her life raising other people's children. A very similar story. Kids, as they grew up, she watched kids, their children, and it just touched my heart. And it's what this time of the year is all about. And I'm very blessed and would just like to help her. I can't imagine walking in her shoes. So that's why.
You're great. You're great. U.S. Bank.
I'll get it there today.
You're
beautiful. Thanks, Johnny, for all you do.
It's not me. Trust me. You're doing everything. Uh-oh. Hey, it's Gene. Hey, Gene. What's going on, man?
Hey, good morning, John. How are you doing today?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good, man. Hey, I want to give $2,000.
Dude, how many years you been calling, Gene?
I'd say almost probably trying to get through at least since pretty much you started doing it.
Yeah, no, at least 25 years. I think all 29, though. I every year, Gene, I see your name come up, and it's always a big donation, man, and it's multiple times. What is it that keeps you doing this?
Well, I do it because I believe that this money actually goes to where you say it goes, and there's too many charitable organizations out there that take a big chunk of the money, so I like giving around this time to your thing just because I feel good about where it's going.
Well,
and this woman,
it goes without saying, but it's always 100%. There's never been anything that was donated that didn't go 100% out the door.
Right. And, yeah, this woman, she's helping everybody else. Somebody needs to help her.
No, you're a good man. You're a beautiful man, Gene. I appreciate you. That, I'll stay right there. Hold on. Where does that put us?
5,100. We need 5,400.
Beautiful man. Where are we at? Number Allison.
Hey, Johnny. I got 200 for her as a fellow veteran. She just spoke to my heart.
You're a beautiful, beautiful girl.
Beautiful girl.
I love you so
much. Thanks very
much. U.S. Bank. That puts us 100 below.
Right.
Is that right?
That's correct.
All right, Jason.
Hello.
Hey, man. You're on the air.
Hey, man. I got 500 to throw in.
Absolutely beautiful. Now, we only actually need 100, but I'll tell you what, if you want to put that amount in, I'll make sure it goes to a great cause this season, I promise you.
I'm fine with that.
Good man. Jay, what do you do for a living?
I'm a mechanic.
Dude, that's a lot of money, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I know.
Yeah, we've been pretty blessed.
800, 850 to make 500 take home. I mean, it's a lot of money, brother.
Yeah, yep.
You got kids?
We do. Three boys.
Good man. I love you. I'm always stunned by the true generosity of people who don't and never will meet the person they're helping. It is about the time I'm ready to give up on this world.
I understand that. I understand that. You guys do a good thing here.
You're a good man. Stay right there. Hold on. All right.
Okay, so that takes care of that number.
So that gives us that. It gives us the insurance deductible that we take into that. That is all. I think that's 100%.
Yes.
Hey, Terry. We're back in here.
Hi.
Take a breath. It's going to be okay.
Yeah. I'm trying.
We're going to cover 3 months of your mortgage. We're going to you bring us your mortgage bill. You bring us the information to us, and we're going to pay your mortgage directly for 3 months. We're going to put you.
Okay.
Will that get you square again?
Yes. Oh my God. Yes.
We've got $1,500 for the insurance deductible. We'll pay to the roofing company.
Okay.
And our friends at Constantino's would like to give you a $1,000 gift certificate for groceries from Constantino's, Apple Market, Sun Fresh, and the Constantino Market.
I don't even know what to say. I'm overwhelmed. And it was so hard to write a letter. No one wants to ask for help. And you have to, you know, swallow pride and do what you got to do. And I'm at a loss for words right now. Truly lost for words.
Listen, we're so happy to help, and I'm so glad you wrote the letter. I'm just so glad you're in this world, and I'm so glad that you're taking care of Larry, and I'm so glad you're good to those kids and that you make this world a better place. Thank you.
I need to be thanking you guys and all the callers. I'm having trouble saying. I don't need.
It's okay.
Oh boy.
It's okay.
I'm going to take a breath here.
Just take a breath. I'm going to put you on with Jake, but we're going to take care of everything. You bring us that information. We'll make sure your mortgage is paid. It's going to be completely caught up. We'll make sure the insurance deductible, we'll take care of that with the roofing company. And then you'll also have that $1,000. Make sure you have plenty of good, fresh food courtesy of Constantino's, okay?
Oh my God, yes. Thank you so much.
All right. Will this get you there?
Yes, it will.
All right. Hey. It's all going to be okay. It's going to be okay.
Amazing people in this world, and I want them to know thank you, thank you, thank you so very much.
Hold on, babe.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.